Antonio Pierce, Giants linebacker, leader, and winner.
The New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
World champions, baby. Write that down.
But who says you can never go home?
Well, I always knew I would coach in some capacity. You retire at 31 years old, you're young, you had a good career, you kind of spend time with your family, but then what's in my blood? What do I bleed every day? And that's football.
Hey, CJ, you hit that for me?
I mean, I think everybody knows that's followed my career, especially in New York, student of the game, right? Love to watch film, love to talk football. Two things we'll always do here is we're going to finish every play and we're going to run to the ball, all right? Put it on showcase tomorrow, do exactly that. But a good thing about me, especially from my background in pros, four head coaches, six D coordinators, about six or seven D linebacker coaches. So I've been taught well enough by different people that I pulled a little bit of everything.
Biggie, we're in zone coverage. You got to stay home.
I just love his energy, what he brings to the school. I think everyone's kind of excited. There's a big buzz around the program, alumni. It's just, you know, it's a refreshing, you know, we call it the kind of a rebirth, getting back everybody back involved into the program.
All you want to do is slow him down and slow him down. That's all you want.
He's done a great job, just no nonsense. Do what you're supposed to do, we have no problems. And that's how he is. Handle your grades, handle your work in the classroom, first and foremost. And everything else will fall into play, and that's what he's doing.
Game time.
Yeah, well, my second oldest son plays on team, DeAndre Pierce. He'll be a junior this year.
Honestly, at first, I hated it. Like, I did not want him to come coach me. I thought it was going to be, like, the worst thing ever. Like, I was just going to get yelled at, and it just wasn't going to be, like, a fun high school experience. But, I mean, ever since he's been here, like, he's really brought, like, a new, like, kind of feel, like, to Long Beach Poly, and it's actually really been a lot of fun.
Snoop Dogg, a Polytechnic alum and close friend of Pierce, comes to practices and games to show support.
What up, Big Apple? What's
up, man? I appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming out, man.
It's a beautiful treat to get that spirit back. Looking in the crowd, just this feeling was not here. It was gone, but now it's back.
All right, look, real quick, guys. I don't want to be brief. We'll talk about everything Monday. Hey, but coaches, clap it up for him. Hell of a job today, right? Hell of a job.
Antonio played only one way, all out. And when the end came, it was hard to take.
That was the biggest shock to me at all. To walk in that doctor's office, they get a routine MRI to be told your career's done. I think if there's any sense of remorse, it is that. You know, I didn't finish the way I wanted to. I wanted at least to say, okay, that's it, guys. I did my 12, 13 years, and that's it. No, I did nine, and I'm proud of every moment of it and every minute of it. But, you know, it's still that one. Just, God, you just wish you had it back. Huh? I never thought I'd be back in high school. No. I thought when I left in 1996, that was it. I remember throwing my cap and, yeah, I'm like, I'm done. I'm never coming back. Now I'm walking hallways again, telling kids to go back to class. Who would have thought? When you look at a school that's produced the most National Football League players, over 60, this is a school with 5,000 students. Sometimes I just walk around campus, I'm trying to pull kids. Hey, what are you doing? You need to be on the football field. Like that, like that's one of my youngsters right there. I ain't seen you at 3 o'clock. We need some linemen, man. I need some tight ends. What'd you play, what position here? Tight end, tackle, tight. All right. So this is my next project right here. You know, this is a school who's won 19 CIF titles, countless guys in the college and in the pros. And you came in and you thought it would have been like state-of-the-art facilities. Yeah, lights don't even work. And it was not. It was pretty much like a dungeon. But there ain't nothing wrong with being in a dungeon. I like the dungeon life a little bit. It makes you work harder because you want new stuff and better stuff. That's the opportunity that's here for these kids. And if you can just give them a little bit of guidance, a little bit of knowledge, and then they know that, hey, here's a guy who's walked in the same streets as me, who has the same goals that I want to get to, I think it's a no-brainer.
Hey, man, the best thing about football, especially when you get to Halloween and y'all know that, is that that's when the real football season kicks in. You got to believe in team first besides I and me over anything else. It's a great opportunity, man, to go out there and play football.
Whip. Good job.
And one thing I know is you can't win a championship if not everybody's buying in together.
Hey, Woods, play one first.
Got it.
Here go Pickens. You better not get caught.
Good job, boy.
That's what we're trying to build here, man. Just one big family, one family environment, one united team, and let's see where it goes.
All right, have a good one. All right, coach, good job, man. See you in a couple weeks. Yes, sir.